All right, folks, welcome back to the Jesse Kurtz Show here on WIBG 1020 AM. I am thrilled to introduce our guest for the first hour today. His name is Michael Illion. So Michael does a fantastic job just as, you know, being an ordinary guy who's very concerned with the direction that politics and government has taken, both in his local community in New Jersey as well as the state and the national level. And he, rather than just being frustrated at home and, you know, complaining, he found a productive outlet for that, created the Conservatives with Attitude blog, which has become the number one blog, political blog, in New Jersey. And in addition to that, we're going to talk about that with him, but I want to first talk about a project that he has undertaken with his wife, the Pediatric Hydrocephalus Foundation, Incorporated. And that's where I think we're going to lead off. Merry Christmas, Michael.
Merry Christmas, Jesse. Congratulations on the show, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really glad that you can join us, and you are our first guest here on the show. And so it's a real honor to have you, Michael.
Great. It's an honor to be on.
Michael, I'd like you to just take a moment to introduce what you and your wife and some other parents do with PHF.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about that, because this is nothing about politics. This is about real life with our son, Cole, who is 4.5 years old. We found out in March of 2005, before he was born, that Cole was going to be born with a condition called hydrocephalus, which is commonly referred to as water on the brain. And that is a very severe and serious condition. If left untreated, it could lead to death. And our doctors offered us to choose an abortion and to terminate the pregnancy, which we refused. And we decided to go through with the pregnancy. We had never heard of hydrocephalus, no idea what to expect. We spent the next few months just basically crying and didn't even tend to any of the things that you would do normally when you're expecting the birth of a child, like get a room ready, think of a name, do anything like that. And we finally one day just said, wait, this kid's going to be here in a couple of months. We really need to treat it as such, because we were told that by choosing life, we were being selfish, and the child would never leave the hospital. And if he did survive, he wouldn't make it through his first birthday. And we decided to ignore all those warnings and treated the pregnancy as normal as we possibly could. And he was born on July 25th, 2005. And the first day he was born, he was taken to surgery to treat the hydrocephalus, is where they insert a shunt into his brain to divert the fluid. For those who don't know, and I was one of them back then, hydrocephalus is a collection, a buildup of the cerebral spinal fluid. It gets stuck in the brain instead of traveling through your body, and because of that, it puts pressure on the brain and will eventually kill you if left untreated. Also commonly referred to as the swollen head syndrome, that is talked about as well. He's had 12 surgeries since he's been born. He's obviously has some developmental delays. He has yet to talk, and there's some other delays as well with other things, although he does attend handicapped preschool. He's doing very well in school. Myself and my wife, last January, so coming to a year anniversary next month, and three other families from New Jersey who also have children with hydrocephalus, decided to form this foundation. Since there was nothing in the country that was primarily focused on children with hydrocephalus, even though the rate is 1 in every 500 newborns will have hydrocephalus. But the problem is it's also and most commonly accompanied by another condition that usually causes the hydrocephalus, and which is considered the secondary condition, meaning the hydrocephalus to the first condition, although Cole only had the hydrocephalus, so it's his primary diagnosis. So with these two other families, we created the Pediatric Hydrocephalus Foundation, Incorporated. We've received our 501c3 nonprofit status in June. We now have raised to this date close to $40,000 to help raise awareness and educate people. And the money, all the money, we have all volunteers. We have no overhead, no office space, no expenses. All the money raised goes to area hospitals and research centers that deal with hydrocephalus. We now have 5 state chapters, in addition to New Jersey, New York, Georgia, Rhode Island, Missouri, and California. We're talking with other states like Louisiana and Pennsylvania to bring them on board. The amount of encouragement and the amount of support in only under a year has been phenomenal, Jesse, to be able to make a difference for our children. We didn't ask for this, we were given this, and we have no choice but to embrace it and make life better for my son and the other children in the country that have hydrocephalus.
Now, Annette, that is truly remarkable. I admired you before you undertook this endeavor to help find a cure to hydrocephalus, a condition that I had never heard of until I learned about it through reading what your group sends out and struggle that you and your wife have undertaken here, and that's just truly remarkable. You mentioned that your group has raised $40,000, and since you don't have any overhead, you're in a unique situation to put it directly to research.
Right.
Can you share with us a few of those places that are doing the research, or maybe any type of development that have occurred regard to finding a cure to hydrocephalus?
Well, thank you for that. And also, do want to mention before I get to that, that we were able to affiliate ourselves and associate ourselves with another group in Maryland with a gentleman who started a group for his son. His name is Eric Cole. His child, in addition to hydrocephalus, like I mentioned before, comes with other conditions. His child also has a syndrome called Dandy-Walker syndrome, which I've never heard of until I met and spoke with Eric. The thing with that and hydrocephalus is that while it's uncommon for children with hydrocephalus to have Dandy-Walker as well, children that have Dandy-Walker are 80% likely to have hydrocephalus as well. So in addition to combating the Dandy-Walker, which is another condition that doesn't have a cure, Eric has focused on that and working with the hydrocephalus community such as us, the Pediatric Hydrocephalus Foundation, to try to find a cure for at least one of the things that ails his 4-year-old son. So meeting people like that has been a godsend. He's helped me because he's been doing this longer than we have. To navigate the waters that we need to be in and getting help from the community, the business community, the political community, other parents, and he's been a great help, and I wish him and his association, the Dandy-Walker Association Alliance, a great success. Since this was our first year, we're still navigating what we need to do to be successful, Jesse, who the players are, what organizations, hospital and medical centers are dedicating some time and resources to hydrocephalus. So for the first year, since we didn't have enough time and know how much money we were going to make to research and come up with grant writing and things of that nature, which we do have in place for the 2010 year, we took the money and we split it up amongst the 4 founders, and we gave $5,000 immediately to the 4 hospitals where our children go, and that's JFK Medical Center in Edison, New Jersey, where Cole goes, Robert Wood Johnson in Central Jersey, a hospital in New York, I think it's Columbia University, where another board member family goes, and the 4th board member's family is still in the midst of switching hospitals, so they haven't donated their money yet. The other money will be donated within the first 2 months of the upcoming year to a research center probably in the Midwest area that is doing some research projects on children with hydrocephalus and the effects of different treatments. We're going to put some of the money towards that, and then the rest we will carry over with the money we raise next year and have a bigger amount of money. We hope to double what we've made this year and really launch a research project with organizations that are spending some money and research resources in hydrocephalus.
And that sounds, with the amount of work and the way in which you're doing it, that you're off to a tremendous start, and it seems that it's only growing from the point and the success you've had in the last year. Just as a point of reference, because I don't know the answer to this one, how does that rank with what other groups that are you know, trying to fight incurable conditions? You know, is $40,000 a lot of money? You know, or is that just really the first step towards getting the funds that are necessary to cure hydrocephalus?
I think it's a little of both, Jesse, in terms of, like, since there is no other group that treats or I'm sorry, caters to pediatric hydrocephalus, obviously that $40,000 is $40,000 more than there was before. But in terms of other conditions and ailments, you know, some of these organizations that have been around for decades said that are going to be bigger than we'll ever be, because the amount of children that they work with, you know, March of Dimes and some cancer groups. Tomorrow's Children's Fund is another Jersey-based organization up in Hackensack Medical Center. They raise in the millions of dollars to treat children with different forms of cancer. So our eyes are focused only on the best we can do. We have no goal, or whatever it is, it's more than that was raised before, so there is no disappointment. There is only enthusiasm and an opportunity to, like I said, make life better for Cole and other children with hydrocephalus. So if we, you know, and all of these other organizations, they have celebrity. We don't have any celebrities. You know, a lot of groups are started by celebrities because of their own involvement, or maybe a friend or a relative that gets them involved, and they launch their own, the ex-celebrity foundation for whatever, a charity for. We don't have that person right now, and hopefully something along the lines, when we start getting better known and we make a bigger impact, not just in Jersey but around the country, by adding these state affiliates, maybe somebody in the entertainment or sports circle will take notice and offer their name to our organization, which of course will only help. But I do want to mention that in terms of politics, we have been greatly embraced by the political world, and as of this past July, remember we just started in January, from March to July when it passed, in only 3.5 months, the Pediatric Hydrocephalus Foundation authored and worked with members of the United States Congress in passing a Hydrocephalus Awareness Month, National Hydrocephalus Awareness Month in the country, and that passed in July, and this past September was the first annual National Hydrocephalus Awareness Month, and I think that things like that is what's going to get us noticed. And Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann in Minnesota and our own Congressman in New Jersey, Leonard Lance, were the two front runners and sponsors of that resolution. I want to thank them and all the other members of Congress who signed on to the resolution as co-sponsors, and then all 435 that voted unanimously to pass it in July.
Now, what was the month that was designated as National Hydrocephalus Month?
September. And that was chosen. That month was chosen because that's when we hold our signature event, if you want to call it that, our walk, which had over 300 people attend this past September at the Roosevelt Park in Edison. And we raised, just at that walk alone, close to $30,000 on that event alone.
Well, as people are looking at their budgets for 2010, you know, we're getting to the turn of the new year, trying to figure out if, you know, for those of you listening who own businesses and trying to figure out, you know, where you're going to go with charitable contributions for the new year, I'd certainly encourage you to support the Pediatric Hydrocephalus Foundation here that Michael Illions and his wife Kim and the three other couples from New Jersey. And that's remarkable, Mike, that without celebrity endorsement, just, you know, four families that were affected and you know, by this condition, you guys got together and created this organization. It's fantastic. But how do our listeners get more information about what you're doing, and also how can they make a contribution to your efforts?
Thank you for that. First, if anybody in the listening audience wants to talk further about hydrocephalus, maybe you know someone, or maybe you're hearing about hydrocephalus for the first time and you want to get more involved, you can call us at 732-634-1283. You can visit us on the web at www.hydrocephaluskids.org, and I'm going to spell that because that's a tough one. It's HYDROCEPHALUS kids.org, all one word, hydrocephaluskids.org. On there they can learn more about what we're doing, more about hydrocephalus, doctors from around the country that have signed on to our advisory committee. And, of course, on there there's information about how to make a donation as a individual or be a sponsor for our event as a business. And I appreciate all the help and any help that your listening audience can provide us.
Well, that's fantastic, Mike. And I want to tell people that if you own a business, it would be a great way to make that sizable contribution. But also, maybe you're like my wife and I, and, you know, we make it a point to tithe from what we earn, and, you know, give the widow's mite, as the Bible would refer to it. But, you know, if people could make even a smaller contribution, you guys would not only greatly appreciate it, but each dollar would have a tremendous effect towards finding a cure for this, you know, as it stands now, incurable condition that affects real people like yourself and your wife.
Thank you for that. Just, I want to say one more thing. I want the listening audience to understand that, you know, times are tough, obviously, with the economy. But putting that aside, everybody has their own issues in their family, with their children, maybe their parents themselves. So one condition is no more important than anyone else, and no one family is more important than another family. But I got to say that this has been very difficult to deal with, talking with these other families and their children in and out of the hospital, like Cole, like I mentioned, 4 years old, 12 brain surgeries already, doesn't talk yet, other children in the hospital, less time, some more. This is a very, very difficult condition. It affects every part of your life as a child, because it's affecting the brain, and the brain is what gives you life. And, you know, it's very difficult to see the struggles that our children are going through to deal with hydrocephalus. There is never a safe moment. We check on Cole throughout the night to make sure that everything's okay. So even though he's treated for hydrocephalus with the shunt, it's a foreign object in your brain and in your body, because you have to take the fluid somewhere, so you have the contraptions running throughout your body and dump it back into your abdomen. Risk of infection is greatly increased. That would cause problems. You can have a brain infection because of the shunt and any kind of issue. So it's not something that we can go and you know, wipe our forehead and say we passed the critical part. We're always living in critical condition, and that's why we started the PHF, and anything that we can do to make life better for Cole and other children like him is why we're doing this.
That's fantastic, Michael. I'm going to link to your organization's site on my website, jesseokirch.com, just for people for future reference. And I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm going to schedule time for you to come back and talk exclusively about your blog. And we'll at that time talk about some political issues. But I guess just for the time being, since I did tease it in the introduction, can you give people the link to your political blog?
Sure.